Chapter 1. A First Family of Virginia. There was military glory in Robert E. Lee's makeup, along with conflicting impulses of responsibility and recklessness, determination and overconfidence, integrity and duplicity, and honorable behavior and imprudence. Not in conflict were leadership, charisma, and a constant fear of failure. Most of the dark side came from his father, Henry Lee III, known, thanks to his mounted exploits during the Revolutionary War, as Light Horse Harry. Harry Lee was a widower and governor of Virginia when he met and courted Miss Anne Hill Carter, whose family controlled 25,000 choice acres along the James River below Richmond. He was 37 and she 20. Everyone hoped that fame and fortune had been joined. What no one expected was that ahead of these newlyweds was a life of disappointment, separation, and broken promises. Harry Lee was both unlucky and unwise. It was expected that he would live in a manner suited to a genuine war hero, an offspring of one of the FFVs, First Families of Virginia. This he attempted to do through a series of investments that promised high returns, but only delivered red ink. Instead of chasing foxes, Harry Lee found himself dodging creditors, even spending time in jail when he ran out of running room. Public knowledge of his failings was made evident when first Anne's father and then several of her wealthy relatives arranged their wills so that she, and not husband Harry, would have access to Carter family wealth. Still, the evidence is that Anne was devoted to Harry, who was faithful to her. He brought three children with him from a previous marriage. His union with Anne Carter would eventually add six more. The fifth came along on January 19, 1807. For his name, Anne turned to those of two of her favorite brothers, Robert and Edward Carter. Robert Edward Lee was all of 6 years old when Harry Lee left the family for the Caribbean in search of better prospects, never to return. The father kept in touch through a series of letters to Anne's oldest son, Charles Carter Lee. In one of these notes is preserved the first written mention of child number five. Robert was always good, Harry informed Charles, and will be confirmed in his happy turn of mind by his ever-watchful and affectionate mother. When news of Harry Lee's death reached Anne and the kids, Robert was 11, the family was living in Northern Virginia. In time, the dead father's shadow would touch Robert Edward with a strange affection. Near the end of his own life, with many clamoring for him to write his memoirs of tumultuous times, Robert Edward Lee instead threw himself into editing a new edition of his father's Memoirs of the War in the Southern Department of the United States. Noticeably missing from the son's précis of his father's life were any of the social embarrassments or financial distresses that forced Anne, raised in a world of sheltered leisure, to manage her own household with a constant eye on the bottom line. With his father gone and his two older brothers settled into career tracks away from the family's home in Alexandria, Virginia, Robert Edward became the man of the house. His already close-knit ties with his mother grew even closer, especially as he nursed the increasingly frail Anne through periods of sickness. In the process, something of her own strong faith and acceptance of God's will transferred to her son caregiver. In later life, when a particular stratagem either succeeded or failed, Lee would quickly get past any emotional baggage with the observation that it was all God's will. Somehow Robert Edward found the time for his education, first with a tutor at his aunt's estate, then in the newly established Alexandria Academy. Another small piece of the Lee Trail emerged from this period in the form of an evaluation by one of his academy teachers, William B. Leary. In the various branches to which his attention has been applied, I flatter myself that his information will be found adequate to the most sanguine expectations of his friends, wrote Leary. With me, he has read all the minor classics, in addition to Homer and Longinus, Tacitus and Cicero. He is well versed in arithmetic, algebra, and Euclid. At the time of his 16th birthday, it became incumbent on Robert Edward to seek a career. Modest family finances and one brother just through college ruled out that avenue. Because of his father's bad choices and indebtedness, there was no plantation to manage. However, thanks to his father's notable military record, there was a built-in recommendation for a Lee to attend West Point. Robert Edward never explained why he settled on that course. Emory Thomas summarizes the consensus of Lee biographers with the observation that no one can know how enthusiastic Robert was or was not at the time. Even though he was Harry Lee's son, it was not a given that Robert Edward would be accepted, so his family took care to pull every string. Congressman R.S. Garnett invoked Light Horse Harry